Welcome to the northern side of the radio. I'm Amy.
I'm Emily, and this is the Northern Odysseans podcast.
In this week's episode, we'll be talking about episodes for younger listeners to be aware of, as well as episodes that younger listeners should listen to.
But first, we are going to start with our trivia segment called Who is Eugenius?
So in this week's segment of Who is Eugenius, we are going to change it up a little bit, where Emily is going to ask Amy, so me, questions from using the cards from the Answer That trivia game that we've had since, like, 2008, I think. Okay. So, are you ready?
Yes.
Try and stump me. We decided to do me answering questions because I feel like Emily knows everything, and so it'll be a little more entertaining if I maybe got some wrong, which I hope I don't. Okay, go ahead.
Who once had a dog named Kitty?
Connie!
Yeah.
Because she would go, here, kitty, kitty, and then a big dog would come barreling around the corner.
Okay. This is a Connie's character quotes question.
Okay.
Who said, it would have been so easy to say, no, Liz, I can't go to the mall with you. I've decided to schedule an unnecessary root canal. But I said, yes, why am I so nice? And I actually don't remember this quote.
Why do I feel like it's Jared Dwight?
It is.
But, I was right!
But I don't remember this quote.
Why do I feel like it's the one...
I think it's, like, split ends, but I feel like it was cut out of the
episode. I'm wondering if it was, too, because I technically don't remember it, but that just sounds like something Jared would say.
I feel like it's split ends, but, like, I usually remember these quotes right away, but I don't remember this one.
Wow! There's something for Emily to be stumped on.
I think it's only because it was probably cut out of the final cut.
Okay, what's the third question on the card? Wits wisdom?
Yes. Which prophet was known as the Weeping Prophet?
Jeremiah?
Yeah.
I got it right. I was just kind of taking a shot in the dark, but it made more sense because he wrote Lamentations.
Yeah.
And any prophet that writes Lamentations should be known as the Weeping Prophet.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're back to Wits Wisdom on a new card?
No, we're back to Eugenius on a new card.
I knew
card.
That. I've played this game before. Okay.
Oh, this is so easy.
Well, you gotta ask it anyway.
Wooten is the author and illustrator of what popular comic book series?
Powerboy, as well as Drake the Cosmic Copper. And I know that was not out by then, but I don't care.
There's one more that came out.
Oh, Captain Absolutely.
Yep.
I was right.
Yep.
I have an answer even further. Okay, what's Connie's character quotes? What's that question?
Okay. Who said, I beg your pardon, Miss Kendall, but I seriously doubt that my rich thespian background will be best utilized as a donkey.
That would be Eugene, and I'm pretty sure it's in Living Nativity.
Yep.
Yeah, I was right. I was like, as soon as it said Miss Kendall, I was like, Eugene. And he only played a donkey in Living Nativity. Okay, last question. Wits wisdom.
Fill in the blanks.
Okay.
Just as Jonah was in the whale for blank days, Jesus was also in the tomb for blank days.
Three.
Yep.
I was right. And that is another segment of Who is Eugenius? Still me. All right, so now we're at the part of the episode where we talk about episodes for younger listeners to be aware of. Emily, did you want to kind of give a little behind the scenes as to why you wanted to do this episode?
Yeah, I wanted this to be a resource for some people that I know who have young children, and the parents grew up on Odyssey themselves, but haven't kept up with it like we have, so they don't know off the top of their heads which episodes to avoid with their
really young kids. So I thought this would be a good idea. So I can point them to this and say, here's a starter for episodes to avoid until your kids are older.
All right. Sounds good. So, okay. So, I'm gonna just give you the names of the episodes and what album they're from, and then Emily will explain as to why we think it's probably not the best for younger listeners. But just as a disclaimer, if, like, obviously this is all from our experiences, and we would encourage just to listen to the episode before you show it to your children or let them listen to it. Okay, first episode, Case of the Secret Room from album 2. Do you want to give us...
So, Case of the Secret Room is a cold case murder mystery, basically. Because Whit and Tom and Tom's grandniece find a skeleton in the basement of Whit's End. So, it's... I would just say, this one is very atmospherically intense because the music is modeled after old-time radio mystery shows.
Mm, yeah.
And so it's extremely intense in spots.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not explicit, like, even in the scene with the skeleton, like, when they first find it, they don't immediately say what they found.
And they also chase Tom's great-niece and, like, not chase her away, but, like, make sure to hide her, too.
They're like, don't look at this.
Yeah.
So it's, they're sensitive to kids, because obviously this is a kid's show, but, yeah, I would just be careful with this one.
Okay. So Blackguard's Revenge, this is from album 33.
It's at the end of a saga that has this villain, Dr. Regis Blackguard, and I would say it's probably the most intense episode with him in it.
Yeah, it was an episode that I remember I couldn't even listen to at night, which is when I would usually listen to Odyssey. So, yeah.
It is intense because Blackguard is essentially manipulating a child.
Yeah.
And for a few seconds, you think Mr. Whitaker is dead.
Yeah.
But, spoiler alert, he's not.
No.
You'll understand it if you listen to the episode.
Yeah.
And also, Blackguard threatens to hurt a child.
Yeah.
Which, originally, they were gonna have him actually hurt said child, but they decided to pull back on that, so that's good at least.
Probably smart. Okay. Mysterious Stranger from album 18.
Oh my goodness. This one is the closest thing to Case of the Secret Room that I think we have. These two are very similar.
Yeah.
But I think Mysterious Stranger is more intense.
Yeah.
Because there's some psychological, manipulation going on.
Yes.
And so basically, this guy comes into Wood's End who's never been there before, who says he once lived there.
Yes.
And so Whit and another character named Lucy are trying to figure out what he means by that and mm-hmm. if he's crazy. And then his uncle shows up and says he's insane. And so you get two parts of them trying to figure out how this young man's life ties into the history of Wit's End and Odyssey, and it's very interesting.
Yeah.
But it's extremely intense, especially the climax scene in part 2.
Yes, that one's a little more...
is very, very intense. Like, it's dialed up to, like, 100.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Okay, so Blackguard Chronicles, which covers... There's a bunch of episodes in this saga, I guess you could
including
call it.
Including Blackguard's Revenge, which yes. we already discussed.
It's in album 5, album 7, album 10, album 11, album 15, album 22, and album 25.
And not all of these episodes are equal in intensity. I would say album 5, 10, and 25 have the most intense of the Blackguard
yes,
Chronicles
and
episodes.
I would also say in Darkness Before Dawn, which is album 25, there's a couple of the last episodes, like the climax of the whole saga. They get a little bit more intense, especially with the explosion at Wit's End and Blackguard in the explosion and Jack in the explosion, you know, like.
And I mean, obviously Blackguard's revenge, which we've already discussed, is in this one and it is intense.
Yes.
But yeah, I would say the episodes from album 5, 10 and 25 and 33 are the most intense.
Yeah.
We are operating on the assumption that some of you will have the collection in the Blackguard Chronicles and some of you will be going off the original albums, which is why we're naming them.
Yes. Okay, Novacom Saga, which covers album 35 to 38.
I would say the most intense episodes in Novacom are Plan B parts 1 to 4 and Black Veil parts 1 and 2.
Yes.
Which are in albums 37 and 38.
Yeah. And again, both the Blackguard Chronicles and Novacom Saga, this is all at your guys' discretion. We're just giving you tools and, like, helpful tips and stuff for each. Sergeant York. This one's from album 55. It's a newer one.
And it is the story of Alvin York, who fought in World War I. And I actually hadn't heard the story before the episode came out in 2012.
Yeah.
So I heard this as an adult. And I would say that the, the parental warning makes it clear that the dramatic renderings of a couple battles from World War I is the most intense part.
Yeah.
And,
well, I mean, I would say any episode that has a theme of war, again, at your own discretion, which, but I would say they're a little bit more intense, just from what...
I mean, there are a couple of other early episodes that we didn't talk about including, but right now, as I'm thinking about it, we should probably include Rescue from Manitouka Point.
Yeah, that's album
6. And then Operation Digout, which is also in album 6.
Yeah.
Just because there's, like, war stuff going on.
Yeah.
And Rescue from Manitouka Point is actually a little bit emotionally intense at the end.
Yes, yeah.
And also The War Hero, which is in album 20.
Oh, yeah.
Is a little bit on the intense side.
Yeah.
Especially because the child gets slapped.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and Mortal Coil. We forgot about Mortal Coil.
Oh, we added that one in there.
Oh, sorry.
So, do you want to... Okay, so yeah. Mortal Coil, so album 16.
Mortal Coil is in album 16, and it is quite intense.
Yeah.
So, basically, what happens in it is Wit uses the Imagination Station to create a program to give people a taste of life after death. And somehow the machine is supposed to know whether or not the person is a Christian or not.
Oh, yeah, because when Eugene uses it, he's... Because at that point, Eugene isn't a Christian, and he experiences, essentially, hell.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it can get pretty intense.
But Wit also ends up in a coma.
Yeah, and by the end of the first episode, you think that he's died, but obviously not, because, like, there's so many albums after that with him in it. So you can kind of... You know, it is intense. Okay, so The Labyrinth, album 55. Again, this is at your own discretion because there's just some specific scenes where it's really intense.
Specifically near the end of the third part.
Yes.
This is a three-parter. And it ends with basically a face-off between two people that you thought were on the same side.
Yeah, I don't think spoil it anymore. Don't spoil it any more than that.
I mean, it's been out for 10 years. But...
Yeah, but some people still don't listen to it. Okay, Karen from album 3.
So this one deals with a character that we actually haven't heard in any previous episodes, mm-hmm. but who is a friend of one of the main characters of the era who has, and this friend named Karen has cancer.
Yes.
And she's a kid, and so we're dealing with that. And so it's very emotionally intense, and I want to put the spoiler in here, but she dies.
Yep.
I want to put that in there just because so parents know what they're in for.
Yep, no, and that's good.
That's
understandable.
It's extremely difficult to listen to even as an adult.
Yeah.
Like, I would rather listen to a review of that episode than actually listen to the episode.
Yeah.
Because it's, yeah, it's very intense. And so, yeah, I would just avoid that, especially if you have a kid who has hospital experience.
Yeah.
Because they would immediately project their experiences onto this, and it might scare them away from hospitals for a while.
Yeah.
And you don't want that.
Okay, did we talk about life expectancy?
No.
Okay, so that one's from album 57.
So in this episode, Connie's mom has a heart attack and suddenly dies. And it is extremely emotionally intense.
Yes. Because you kind of get see the grieving process of all characters. And I think just even Connie wrestling with grief and what does that look like, I think that can kind of get a little bit too intense for younger audiences. I mean,
to be fair, it might go over the youngest listeners' heads.
Probably, but also if they've experienced a death like that close, I honestly would be hesitant to show it to younger listeners just because you don't want to bring it up again. You know what I mean? Like if they've already...
Yeah, no, yeah. I know. And I think it's helpful. They're going to update the club next week and it's going to have parental controls.
Oh, that's good.
So these suggestions that we have will help you figure out how to navigate those. I'm not sure how you can set them because I haven't seen the new site yet because it's not up, but that should help.
Okay, and Between the Lines, album 60, again, this one's at your own discretion. We just added it.
It's a little bit more subtle.
Yes, but then there is also that added element of, like, psychics and...
Yeah.
Not everybody, and I only say this because not every parent wants to expose their child to that yet because, you know, and it's understandable. I get it. But just, like, heads up. Okay, so we're going to move to three club episodes.
We forgot another mainstream episode.
Which one?
Castles and Cauldrons.
Wow, one of the sole reasons why we are making this episode. Yeah, Castles and Cauldrons. What album is that one from?
8.
Okay, album 8.
And it's basically, Jimmy, there's a character named Jimmy, and his cousin shows up, and he wants to play...
Castles and Cauldrons.
Which is a fantasy role-playing game.
Kind of like Dungeons and Dragons.
But because, and, I mean, the episode does acknowledge that in some cases these games can be harmless.
Yeah.
But this cousin decides he wants to, like... actually use spells and incantations and that kind of thing and like make a blood covenant.
Yeah, there's just a lot of moments where you're kind of like the music really adds to it and you're like, Yeah, I remember this one was very hard to listen to, especially at night. Not that this was gonna be my first choice to listen to at night. Yeah. Okay, so let's move on to club episodes. We've got 3 of them. One More Name, which is from season 4.
It is a Holocaust story.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's basically based on a true story of a woman named Irena Sendler who rescued children out of the Warsaw Ghetto.
Yeah.
So just on that alone, it's extremely intense.
Yeah.
Especially when you consider that the children she rescued probably did not see their parents again in the majority of cases. And I can think of a particular scene where, basically, Irena's about to, rescue this child that she's really close to,
mm-hmm.
and she goes to the ghetto, and it's extremely quiet because the Nazis have... just come in basically the night before and cleared it all out because they're gonna deport everybody.
Yeah.
And she had just found out before, the day before, that the camp they were gonna send everybody to was an extermination camp.
Mm.
Instead of just a work camp, which is crazy. And so she comes to rescue the daughter, and she has to, like, run around trying to find the mom, and the mom says that the daughter's hiding in the apartment under the floorboards. And for me, the intense part in there is Rana says, "I'm sorry, I can't get you out too," and the mom says, "You know, just save my daughter."
Yeah.
And there's also a part in the first part of the episode where a mother says goodbye to her son, and it's, like, super intense.
Yeah.
And, like, just the whole thing. I mean,
it's about the Holocaust. It's a very intense episode.
In part three, there's, like, scenes of her in prison, too.
Yeah.
Which are kind of intense.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't show you the most intense parts.
Yeah.
But like, it's up there.
Okay. Okay, so the next episode is Icky and Cat, Balti and Bones from season 6, which it's a musical episode, so that kind of helps.
It's basically The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah. Which, Cat, there are parts that can be quite intense, like when the guy gets scared by the headless horseman, and, like...
But otherwise, we would say this episode is okay.
And I think, like, the musical portion of it makes it a little bit easier to listen to, but again, like, this is at your own discretion. Listen to it. If you feel like your kids can handle it, awesome. But we're just kind of giving you the gist of each episode. So our last episode in this portion of the podcast is The Cure from season 2.
Yeah, so The Cure is, it's one of the episodes they put in the club where they highlight a ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's set in Alaska, and Wooten is there, and he runs into this old friend who runs this ministry called Carry the Cure, and basically they get entangled with this family, this father and son, and the mother hasn't been around for a while. Because we find out later that she's a drug addict, and but the son wants to find her, and Wooten and this friend of his are going on this tour to, I think, like, schools and whatnot.
Yeah.
In native villages.
Yeah, to share the gospel and kind of, like, tell them who they are in Christ, which obviously is a really good message, but in the second part or is the third part?
So, let me just backtrack for a second here. So, basically, the son decides to stow away on the plane, and then they both planes have to emergency land because they're in a storm.
Mm-hmm.
And the son is injured. But then the father meets up with him in the village because he's on the Iditarod dog sled race.
Yeah.
And he decides he's going to use his sledding skills to go find his son.
Mm-hmm.
Because his son needs medical attention.
But because of the emergency landing.
The intense part was that when he is trying to find his son, he and another guy, they basically end up in a crevasse.
Mm-hmm.
And, so it's basically a situation where one of them, where the father decides he's gonna let go.
He's gonna sacrifice himself for, the other guy, the friend of Wooten.
And you could basically argue that that's suicide.
I mean, I feel like that's a whole other conversation, but, I feel like that intensity, and then the son finding out about his father, and, like, I just feel like that portion of the episode is really intense.
I mean, he does reunite with his mother, which is good.
Which is, yeah.
And,
like, the whole three-parter has a really good message to it, and, like, I think it's worth listening to as an adult, and, like, eventually for your children to listen to it, but... So that is the end of some of the episodes that we felt were not the best for younger listeners to listen to. And in our next segment, we'll be talking about episodes for younger listeners to listen to. Okay, so in this segment, we're going to talk about episodes for younger listeners, ones that they will enjoy. So, which episode do we have first, Em?
So first we put down the split episodes in albums 33 and 34, because they tried this experiment in 1999 and 2000 where they did like 2 10-minute episodes instead of one longer one.
Yeah, and I feel like they were, a lot of them, all of them, were very lighthearted and...
except for Two Roads.
Yeah, so that should be another one just to
listen to. That one is basically, it's a Twilight Zone episode. It's a kids' radio episode where, yeah, it's intense.
But the rest of them, they're very lighthearted. There's some Bethany episodes, and you know her storytelling is a little wacky and not quite normal. But yeah, they all are very fun and yeah, very lighthearted because they're 10 minutes. Next one is Fairy Tale Vision from album 43. This is mostly like just fairy tales, what they would be like on TV.
Would be watching on TV.
yeah. So it takes like a lot of fairy tales, like just picks some portions of it. And I feel like it's really fun for a child to like hear them be like, oh, I know Little Red Riding Hood, or oh, I know the Big Bad Wolf. It's literally the same story. Hmm. But like Cinderella and, you know, all of those.
Cinderella's not in there.
Is it actually not? Oh, I haven't listened to that in a while. Okay, next one, Odyssey Sings from album 45.
It's basically an American Idol spoof.
Yes. So you get songs from Wooten, Harlow Doyle, Connie, well, barely Connie, Tamika, Washington, Eugene.
Bart.
And Eugene, this is actually the beginning for Eugene's spinoff album, where he records his own album of songs.
Because Will Ryan, who plays Eugene, was really good with the ukulele.
Yeah.
So they had him do a album where he played the ukulele and sang.
Hey, and why not?
And
it's
so
great.
And so they did this episode to explain why they were doing that, essentially.
They also have a Christmas one, too, where Eugene plays Christmas songs. But they're not typical Christmas songs.
No.
No.
I think you can find both those albums on YouTube.
I think so.
If you're curious.
Okay, next one is A Thanks-Taking Story from album 52. And this is, this is like the Grinch Who Stole Christmas spoof, but for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and there's more Christmas special references in there. So basically, Whit and Connie and Eugene and Wooten...
Wait, and Jay.
Is Wooten there?
Yeah, Wooten's there. And Jay and
Wally. They get trapped at Whit's End on Thanksgiving and they decide to tell a Thanksgiving story.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's fun. The characters are entertaining and... Yeah, if you've seen The Grinch That Stole Christmas, this one's a good one. Next one is Legacy, album 62, primarily the second half of the episode, or the second episode, because it's a two-parter. Because, yes, at the beginning you find out Tom dies,
but he died a long time ago.
And his will is told to Connie, Whit, and Eugene, and they get parts of his land. But then you kind of meet the Westcott girls in this one. And what's his name? The main guy?
Colonel Westcott?
I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, and so then in the second episode, you get this fun little Western musical melodrama called The Return of the Reprobate Eight. And I have to say, those songs are quite catchy.
Yeah.
Okay, next one is Aloha Oi from album 19, and this one is very quotable in our household. There's so many moments and so entertaining. It's basically the Barclays and the Rathbones go on vacation together. To Hawaii, enough said. No, it's...
And Lawrence.
Oh yeah, I forgot Lawrence Hodges goes. So, you know, you kind of get the best of both worlds, and The insanity of the Rathbones.
Although there is a racially insensitive portrayal of a, like, the Don Yoe is kind of a stereotype.
Yeah.
But
overall, it's a very fun episode.
But it was made in the 90s.
Yeah. So. Okay, next one is Big Trouble Under the Big Top, and this is from album 57. Yes.
Yeah.
And this one is an Emily Jones and Matthew Parker mystery at the circus. So it's very entertaining.
Yeah.
So many good parts. I don't want to spoil it. Okay, so now we're going to kind of move on to club episodes that are really fun. In A Kingdom Far Away from season 1, this is like fairy tale meets Bible stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, where Camilla is, she's trying to come up with a sermon thing, topic, or something.
No, she's confused because she doesn't understand how God's love can be unconditional and never ending.
Yeah.
And so Wit uses this story to explain it, and it's basically a fairy tale allegory of certain Bible stuff. It's very, yeah. It's very, very loose.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
I like it. It's a good time. Drake the Cosmic Copper from season 1, and I would like to say all the Drake episodes in the various seasons are really, really good. I like the biblical allegory that you can kind of, if you squint, you can see it. But it's really fun. It's this space mystery. All of them are basically space mysteries.
Well, it's
and it's set in, yeah, like, the future. It's, yeah, Wooten's brain. Like, how much better can you get? No, it's really good. The next one is All By Myself from season 1, where Wooten is sick and has to stay isolated.
And this came before COVID, I want to add.
Yeah. So you kind of get to see Wooten when he's delirious and on pain meds, and he's kind of a little more loopy than normal, but it's a fun episode. There's some good moments, yeah, to it. And then on the other side, it's Penny trying to get time away from herself, and again, Wooten is isolated.
And there's this scene where Penny is playing a CD of songs that Wooten sent her, and it's hilarious.
It's the best. Oh, I love it. Okay, next one is Pinocchio from season 2. It's basically Odyssey's retelling of Pinocchio. There is some intense moments, but I honestly, they're, yeah, not much more intense than, like, other episodes.
And one other one that we didn't write down that's in a similar vein is Rumpelstiltskin.
Oh, yeah.
From, I think it's season 5?
I think so. It's called Rumpelstiltskin, A Wee Little Man.
A Wee Little Tail.
A Wee Little Tail.
So that's the Rumpelstiltskin story. And there's also Cuff Kino.
Oh, yeah.
From season 8.
That one's also really good.
That one's fun.
Yeah. Very fun. Just some, like, different cultures, tales, I think is also really interesting. Walk This Way from season 3, where Connie enters a beauty pageant. And I like this one. I like it for just the, because I don't know, I feel like beauty pageants don't always get a negative review, but this one kind of shows, like, the positive points to it, and you get to see Connie enter a beauty pageant with Eugene, yeah, and Wooten as coaches. I mean, come on.
And Penny.
Oh, yeah, Penny, too. Another one is Untech the Halls from season 3. This one's also really fun because the Parkers try and not use technology.
Which, they should have brought a GPS, I will say that.
Okay, yes. Aside from that, it's very entertaining because it's very, very relevant to nowadays. If you try and not use technology for a day, you realize how much we rely on them. The next one is Out to Sea from season 5. This is the one where Wooten, Eugene, and Wit go fishing.
With Captain Quid from Aloha Oi.
Yeah, so you kind of get to see an old character we haven't heard from in a while, and it's a really fun episode. Again, Wooten's in it, so it makes it very entertaining, because I find any episode with Wooten in it is very entertaining. Next one is Between Camp and a Hard Place from season 6, and I was so excited to put on this list, because basically they go to camp, And Wooten stays up very late and is basically running on Red Bulls, or like a version of it, like an Odyssey version of it. And I do camp with youth, and I understand. But it's so funny. Like, you get the Wooten moments and you get the Connie moments, and they're good. Another one is Cars, Trains, and Motorcycles from season 7. And this one is, they're trying to make it to Penny's art show, and it's Connie, Wooten, Eugene, and Wit. And they're just trying to make it there. So, you know, chaos ensues, and you find out Wit knows how to ride a motorcycle.
Like, and what? You find out he's really funny on pain meds.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one. Yeah, so it's a very, very entertaining episode. So yeah, that was our list, and I feel like there's a lot more we could add on to this, but then you would be here for like 3 hours. So, stay tuned for next week's episode, where we finally review album 73, 28 Hours, episode 1, Morning.
And if you have any trivia questions that you would like us to try and answer, you can email us at northernaudissians,
ODYSSIANS,
@gmail.com. And please put which one of us you would like to answer the question in the subject line.
Thank you for joining us on the northern side of the radio. I'm Amy.
I'm Emily.
Keep listening.